All right, we're back, and we have the celebrity phone line ringing.
The celebrity phone line is ringing.
Let's see who it is. Let's see who it is.
And wait a minute.
Did you start that?
I started the thingy, so the thingy
good.
Has started.
Is it recording?
I think so. I pushed record on the thingy.
Okay. How come I don't see any movement?
Set record ready. I don't know. I said record ready.
Maybe play? No.
Well, if not, I'll get off the other machine. Oh, okay. I'll get off the other machine if I have
to. Here we go.
Okay, back to the celebrity line, and we have with us somebody whose name we don't know how to pronounce.
Hi, Shlomi Toisig or Tausig.
So it's either or, so I am right.
Well, you know.
So I am right.
But he answered the phone before. This is Shlomi Toisig.
No. The house now is on the air.
On the air, huh? All right, well,
we need people to know. I mean, you know.
Right. This is. Okay, clear this up for us. So you said we've got a Hebrew pronunciation, a Yiddish pronunciation, an English pronunciation.
An English, exactly.
Wait a minute. Okay,
my grandparents are from Austria, so in Austria, it's Tausig.
Ah, see?
Ah, so in other words, they had the pronunciation, so you changed it after time. So I was right then.
That part I don't know, because I was born when the name was changed already.
Ah, so someone else, but it's still Tausig. I was still right.
Meaning to say, in Yiddish, it's Toisig.
Oh, see?
No, but okay, but...
And everybody here in Brooklyn or whatever, everybody knows me as Toisig, so...
So when you left, what did you say, Antwerp? Where was it? Austria.
Vienna. In Israel, but Vienna.
Vienna. So when you left Vienna and came to Brooklyn...
Antwerp is not Austria.
It started being Toisig.
No, it was always Toisig there.
It was always Toisig
English.
There, too.
We use it, my grandfather used it as Toisig, yeah. But in English or Deutsch in Germany or whatever.
Right.
It's Tausig.
Well, at the end of the day, here's what I can tell you.
I got an idea. Ready?
Yeah.
We're going to sell this right. Ready? Heads or tails. Y'all see, give me a call. Heads or tails? Heads, arm rights, tails, fees, right. Heads or tails? I got a coin in my hands.
You should call yourself a T-Bird?
No, heads or tails. I'm going to flip a coin right now. Between me and Fee, who's right?
He wants to flip a coin. He wants you to call it heads or tails, and that's
you call it.
That's going to determine your name.
Okay, go ahead.
Heads or tails.
Right?
Yeah, call it heads or tails.
Say heads or tails.
Heads. I'm always heads.
All right, there we go.
It's heads. I'm right. You see, I'm right. There we go. Perfect.
Let me just tell you that's the first coin I saw that had two heads on it. Anyway, no matter how you pronounce it, we know that there's one thing that's always going to remain the same, and that's the great sound on this album.
You know, and I saw a photo of you on a website. I forgot which one it was, but you look like when you're singing, you're having a great time. That's all I can tell you. You look like you're having a real fun time.
I actually do. Wow. You hopped it right away, I see.
Right away.
The photo here on the back of the jacket shows you with a microphone over your mouth. The one, so you can't see your mouth, but the one I saw on a line. Looks like you were basically, your arms were out, you were singing, you were happy, you were having fun.
Right.
Let me tell you a statement I told someone recently, which I liked it myself after I thought about it. Someone came over to me, telling by wedding, asking me what happens if you have a rough day at home or something went bad or whatever it should be, and you just need to go out, it's already late, 8:30 at night, and you need to go after a wedding to sing. What do you do with such a day? I said, when I have such a day, I run singing.
And?
That's what changes my mood.
Wow.
There you go.
And then, Baruch Hashem, I happen to Baruch Hashem, live the moment.
Right.
Every time I'm on it, and it's a satisfying panacea, let's put it this way.
Right, and it's a wonderful thing, because, you know, you're charged with bringing simcha to these people, so of course, you know, if you're full of simcha, that's going to, you know, just kind of transfer over, so...
It does. It actually absolutely does.
All right, so let's give the listeners a little bit about your background. I guess, obviously, from hearing you speak this morning, you were singing by weddings.
Sure, yeah.
And what came about to decide to make an album and join the rest of the singers out there, if you will?
Right.
So
let's start by that. I'm Bachsham already 6 years singing at weddings.
Okay.
Where it started, people asked me how I started, and I say I have no clue how I started, because it really started by a friend from yeshiva that drove me crazy. Like, it was like less than 2 months after I got married and drove me crazy to start singing. I always used to sing, as a child, I used to sing by this Camp Shalva choir. Moshe Goldman.
Right.
I used to sing by them. A lot of CDs here and there. I used to sing, but I didn't sing it as a profession. I didn't know what the studio was all about by then, but I wasn't. Anyway, so I started singing at weddings. Then a friend just drove me crazy that he can't find a singer, and no matter what, I'm singing.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2 months after I got married. I said, I'm not doing it, whatever.
You mean you were singing at his wedding? Or
I was singing by the end of his wedding.
Okay.
At his wedding.
Wow.
At his wedding, one of the Megiddushirim from my yeshiva, Shai Yosha Lena, came over to me telling me, I didn't know you do that. And this, I remember his wedding was Elul. Was like right before Shona, and this Magichir was like making Chasana right after Yom Tov Cheshvan, and he tells me, I didn't know you do that. You're singing about my wedding as well.
Oh, there you go.
And this is basically how it started.
And you basically told him, I didn't know I do that either, but now I do.
I absolutely was like that when my friend called me, I told him, stop by. He was like in yeshiva always. Also, like if he wanted something, he got it through, you know. So this was like one of the things I knew I'm not even going to argue. I asked my wife, she said, yeah, go ahead with it.
Why? Go ahead.
We didn't think then it's going to take off like that.
Right.
And Baruch Hashem, it's already 6 years. And
here we are 6 years later, and we have a beautiful album. And I'm looking at the first, the pages where the songs are. And one thing that strikes me is in the first six songs, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 composers.
True.
Okay. And as you know, when I talk to the singers, the hardest part about putting an album together is the picking of the songs and the choices and what composer, and are we going to use one or a few? It sounds like you opted for a nice mix, and obviously you picked the best of the best. So tell me about how that process worked. And if you know, obviously everyone knows Yossi Green, Lipa Schmelzer. Tell us about some of the other ones that might not be as famous yet, but of course, you know, hearing the songs on your album might catapult them to their next level in compositions.
Sure, I will. Let's start like that. First of all, Yossi Green, everybody knows, as you said. The album title is Moedim Anachnu, Yossi Green song, and there's another song in the album of his. Whoever was going to listen to the song is like, the feedback I get of this song is crazy. It's a real musical art. And my opinion, when I heard the song, I right away jumped up. I said, I'm taking this song.
Mm-hmm.
Except with Yossi Green, he doesn't compose in a way a lot of other composers are. He doesn't have songs in stock.
Right.
Usually he makes it custom made for the person. He gets to learn the person. He has such a call him shagasa, call it the way of composing.
Right.
He likes to meet the person beforehand.
Right.
To have a schmooze with him and know who he's dealing with. And according to that, after we sit down on the piano at his house, and things just happen there.
Yep, just like the picture. I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like the picture, sitting
right
by the piano.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
to be that picture. I'll tell you a secret. That picture is not from the time we composed it. It's from later, because Yossi Green, when he composes, he's in a t-shirt and slippers, and you know,
he's
extremely
casual,
relaxed.
Business casual.
not the way it looks there.
Right.
But this was like a composite we had together. A few guys, Yossi Green called me over then. We hooked up. We became very close. I became very close with him, with Yossi Green. As a matter of fact, he's making Chasana next week. I'm singing there, Meir Hashem, as well.
Very nice. Tough.
Anyway, so this is Yossi Green. Lipa Schmelzer as well. I don't need to introduce Lipa. Lipa had a lot of input in this album.
Right.
And besides the song, he wrote lyrics, which this is a side thing I'm saying now. As you said before, a lot of songs are being dealt with. Those lyrics that Lipa wrote didn't make it by the end of the album. There's a lot of things. There's still a lot of money that was invested in the album that didn't end up going into the album.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Meir Hashem. We'll see you one day, Meir Hashem. Mm-hmm.
And we have Meshulam Greenberger, David Kaufman.
Meshulam Greenberger. Meshulam Greenberger is someone from Eretz Yisrael.
Mm.
Happens to be Lipa had in his previous album also a song from him.
Okay.
On his album. Called Omein Veyomein, I think. Called Mishayna Omein Boilamazet, if I remember right. Meshulam Greenberger, he's something that's going to come up now, because I know a few guys I was really worried. Go ahead on his album Bias Never had a song from him.
Right.
And there's like he has beautiful compositions. I heard a lot of stuff from him. This is David Kaufman. He's also a new guy. This song, I can say probably the biggest, strongest feedback I got here in Borough Park wasn't this specific song. My name is Amon. It's an amazing clumsy song, so a song that people can relate to very, very much.
Yeah, it's a very nice song.
David Kaufman. We have
Pinky Weber, but he's composed before.
Yeah,
right.
Pinky Weber, Rachem was his first hit, and then from there on.
Right, right.
Pinky Weber. We have the Shragi Gestetner. Also, he made for Shlemi Dafka, I know, the previous album. Mm-hmm. Some new. Usually, I always felt like there's some new guys, not specifically because they're composed to someone else, even could be someone new. That they have some good stuff hidden, and because people don't know about them, you know, it just gets lost. It's a waste. Take an example of Shweki's Bishus.
Right.
I just this week I met the person that composed it.
Oh, I love that
at
song.
A wedding. He came over to me.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Barrio. I don't remember his last name.
Okay.
Is a bacher. He learns. I think he told me he learns Nitzavadat, but he's from Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent the Shweki the song, and no one knew who is it. To Yerchi Briskman, he told me he sent the song.
Right.
No one knew who he is, and Yerchi said, "Nah, the song, nah, whatever." It's like he ignored it.
Right.
And a while later, I don't know how he got to it. He says he gets a phone call from Yerchi Briskman telling him, "Like you, this and this, the composer. I'm looking for you already for a long time."
Wow.
Have a Shweki's taking the song.
Wow.
So people sometimes it's just a call for people, a shout out for people out there also.
Right.
If they have something, don't hide it. You never know.
Right. And you know what? I get a lot of calls too, how to get to singers, things like that, and I appreciate you putting that call out, because you know, if someone composes a nice song, the only way to get it out is to get it in front of you, and that's the way you know about it. So
I'll add another tip.
Mm-hmm.
Which if you were speaking about it, if anybody there out there has a song that he composed, the smartest thing of him would be to go in with someone, I don't know, someone's playing a keyboard or something, to just record it with a little bit of music on it.
Right,
and
right.
Singing on it just gives a totally different effect to the song. People listen to it, it's more pleasant to listen. We heard, as a matter of fact, this is the reason I'm saying it, where I sat with my producer, Gershi Maskowitz, one day, And someone came over to us, a young boy, a bacher, came over to us about a song, and he started singing us a song. We were like both laughing,
mm-hmm.
and Gershi Maskowitz told him, as a matter of fact, told him, he didn't mean to tell him so much as he should really do it, as he didn't want to tell him the song is not so nice.
Right.
He told him, you know, send it in to me with music, maybe.
Right, right.
So he a nice way to tell him, you know, have a nice day.
Go work on it.
So the guy went, and he actually did that, and he brought us back the song. The song was after I finished already recording.
Wow.
After finished choosing all the songs,
right,
and music and everything, and we were both like looking at each other, we were in shock. Is this the song that we heard there? And we remember. I remembered the song a little bit. I remembered it, and it was like interesting, the effect of the song. Like something he didn't sing it. He didn't know how to sing. He just had the composition in his head. A friend of him sang it into an album, to a recording, which his friend sang very nice, and the whole song got a totally different picture.
Right, right.
So it was just.
It's interesting, Shlemi, because some, like you just said, some composers don't have a good voice, and it's, you know, it's interesting that they can come up with the greatest tunes.
True,
but,
true.
You know, they're challenged by that, and that's why maybe music helps out. But then again, you know, then there are some composers that sing too. So,
true.
But you know what? Overall, I want to tell you, the album definitely what you set out to do. Bring together a bunch of different composers with the best songs definitely shows on the CD. So
now, Femi, I have a question for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for this compliment. I get it from a lot of people. We worked a lot. Yossi Tiberg was very involved. We worked a lot on the variety of the album. It should be a variety of songs, a variety of type of music or type of songs. Right. It shouldn't be everything ballads or rap.
And I have an idea for the next poster or jacket for this album.
Sveen wants to be on the cover.
No, you don't have to have my... but, you know, you got to advertise. You know, the cereals, you always see, like, you know, this box has 20% more. You got 13 you got 13 songs on here. Am I right?
Ah, good
idea. Standard album was usually 10, then they started doing 11. I don't know how many.
30% more.
I don't know how many.
For the same money.
I don't know how many people do 13, so 30% more.
You're right.
30% more Shlomi Tusik Tosik, however you want it, for the same price.
So. Hey, by the way, one important question, though.
That is a good idea. That is a great idea.
One important question I have to ask you is you have some stuff recorded in Israel and some stuff recorded in the United States. How'd you manage doing that?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
You have some music recorded in the U.S. and some recorded in Israel.
Right.
How'd you manage doing two countries?
Listen, first of all, like this, we're talking about almost 2 years of work.
Wow.
This is one. Second of all, mainly the music was recorded in Israel. The only things that were recorded here, and for most of it, I was there, actually. I went down with my producers. We went down to Israel to be there, Bishas Meissen, and, you know, be on top of things. Now, and what they do is mostly, let's say, Ruvi Banet, the song you just played, I heard now,
right.
Yehi,
yes.
Was totally recorded. This, the choir, everything was recorded in Israel. Just my vocals was recorded here in the U.S., the Yossi T-Bird. But let's say a lot of other songs that were recorded, the rhythm was recorded in Israel, drums, guitar, bass guitar, and keyboard. This is because the rhythm musicians are no one competes with them. The Israeli ones is Avi Singolberg's guitar, Avi Avidani on drums, Yaron Gutfried on piano. These are guys that everybody uses,
right.
And they know our stuff. They know the Jewish stuff. They know the feeling they need to bring out, and I was there, and to see Avi Singolda, which is a non-Jew, a non-from person, and playing it should be a slow song or a hard to get song. The person is like, he's like living with you, your song. It's like amazing to see him, and he's every day in studio for someone else,
mm-hmm.
And he's just in it for it looked probably for everyone, or
right.
Because I don't know, it was amazing to see it. Now what they do is that the brass. Trumpets and then all the woodwind instruments like the saxophone, flutes, and clarinets, and all those things, they record the arrangers that live here, which is one of them that made most of it. Naftali Mendelowitz, the brass section and all the other instruments they need to record, they make the strings, violins, and all these things they record here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have easier access and there's a lot of this kind of instruments. There's plenty of good ones that the arrangers use from here that it's easier for them to work from here. Why go down to Israel for that?
Right. Well, Freddie's a computer man, so probably you guys use email and send files back and forth, right? Is that how?
Yes.
Right.
Basically,
great.
They don't, in this industry specifically, they don't like so much to use those things by emails because sometimes they're afraid to lose the quality.
Quality, right.
So we do work basically with shipping,
right,
and
CDs
and FedEx and these kind of things.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm saying to get the most original possible.
Well, I'll tell you a quick news piece because we gotta get going because we have Lithuanian Voice coming up next right here. But yo. Overall, great album. Keep up the great work. I'm going to tell you a little tidbit about your producer, Gershi Moskowitz, that you didn't know, and now you'll have another connection to Cleveland other than our show.
Wow,
Gershi Moskowitz's cousin, Yaakov Moshe Moskowitz, lives right here in Cleveland and is a very good friend of mine.
Nice.
Yes.
Well,
so.
By the way, you do.
And I thought I know already everything about him.
You know, Shlomi, you do know that Svi is not a musician, but he plays the drums.
Right. I hang out with the musicians.
So if you ever need a drummer, you know, Svi can fill, because he's been dying to get onto another album for I don't know how many years now, and he keeps telling me over and over and over again, and none of his best friends in New York ever call him.
Yeah. Because I'm here.
They say they're going to call him, but they never call him.
Right. But if you need, some percussion.
So do me a favor, give him one song so he stops complaining to me. Just give him one song. I mean, it can be a 3-second song.
All right,
something.
I'll send you a clip. How's that? All right, Shloimi, I'm going to call you Toysik because I speak Yiddish.
Tausig.
Excellent.
Freddie will call you Tausig, whatever it is.
We'll fight over it.
And when you get to the bookstore, if you say Toysik or Tausig, they'll know exactly what you're talking about.
It's called, the guys whose name you can't pronounce.
It's called Moide Menachnu. So,
Moide Menachnu, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Have a good day.
You
good
too.
Having you
thank
on.
You.
Have a great day.
Thank you. All right, that was Shloimi.
Whoever his name is.
Great album, and we thank you for coming on this morning.
Absolutely, great
Everything
guy.
Everything went great. So now it's time to sign off, believe it or not.
No!
It is. It is. So we got
to
get going.
Have a great day, great week, and we'll be back Friday, Jewish Community Radio, 12:30 to 1, and Sunday from
7 to 8 a.m. right here.
WJCU.
88.7.
University Heights.